Must be born again. Audio track. God's words. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Ye must be born again. Why? All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Now God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Fear him, which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. How? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For he made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. If thou shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What is born again? He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. According to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Seek the Lord thy God. Thou shalt find him if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Thus saith the Lord, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. God was manifest in the flesh, Jesus pardoning sin by his blood on the cross. Emmanuel, God with us. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The Old King James Bible. I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, created on the sixth 24-hour day by God. The earth is about 6,000 years old. Men create lies. Every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head. Humble thyself with a covered head, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. The fourth commandment. Sundays, no working, buying, selling, or sports. False Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Apparitions, tongues, slain in spirit, new age, higher power. I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. LGBT. The wicked shall be turned into hell and the nations that forget God. Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, pants. Neither shall a man put on woman's garments, dress. For all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Women, dresses, men, pants. Dresses long and full, not tight with slits to seduce, and high heels to give a mincing walk. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. The witnesses, Mormons, Muslims, all antichrist, deny this, and all the other Bibles counterfeit, leave it out, and have omissions, contradictions, and lies. He that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and he that killeth man shall surely be put to death. Thou shalt not kill, the sixth commandment. The women kill their babies by the millions, and the clinics butcher them, and the demons rejoice. Repent, be reconciled to God. My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye reverence have made it a den of thieves. Holy and reverent is his name, God's name. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. No tattoos. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, Jesus the Christ, not Mary or Mohammed. Thou shalt have no other gods or goddess before me. The first commandment. The Catholic Church worships Mary, an antichrist abomination. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve, not Mary, Buddha, Mohammed, popes, or saints, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, statue, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, carved, statue, crucifix. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. The second commandment is left out of all Catholic doctrine, and the tenth is split into 9 and 10 to fill the gap. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, not Mary, Buddha, Mohammed, or saints. When ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they should be heard for their much speaking. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Heaven or hell, no purgatory in between. God never changes his mind. Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven, not one of Satan's priests. Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Catholic priests are ordained, alter Christus, Latin for other Christ. We have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, because he continueth ever hath an unchangeable priesthood. Be not deceived. Any other priest is Satan's. Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. The Pope professes to be ruler of the earth, King of kings, and Lord of lords, God's titles. Like Satan, Antichrist. How but in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, Catholics, witnesses, Mormons, Buddhists, Muslims. Beware of the scribes, religious leaders, which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets, father, reverend, and the highest seats in the synagogues, churches, and the chief rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers, the same shall receive greater damnation. The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women, nuns, knead the dough to make cakes, Eucharist, to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, they may provoke me to anger. The Catholic Church worships Mary, calling her the Queen of Heaven, an abomination. For Christ also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Every Mass, the Catholic priest claims to sacrifice Jesus on his altar, turning the bread into his flesh and the wine into his blood, teaching the people they are swallowing Jesus. It's called transubstantiation, an abomination. As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, Jesus, and every tongue shall confess to God, not Mary, Mohammed, Buddha, or priests. Wherefore he, Jesus, is also able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Simon Peter answered and said to Jesus, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I, Jesus, say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, a stone, and upon this rock, Christ himself, God the only Savior, I will build my church. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? Not Antichrist Pope. When the days of her Mary's purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him, Jesus, to Jerusalem, to present him to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, the one for the burnt offering, the other for a sin offering, hers. The Immaculate Conception lie says Mary was free from original sin. Come unto me, Jesus. Not Mary, popes, priests, Mohammed, religion, all ye that labor in a heaven laden, I will give you rest. I, Jesus, am the door, not Mary, Mohammed, or religion. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. The thief, popes, priests, Mohammed, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The fearful, unbelieving, and the abominable, homosexuals, drug addicts and distributors, drunkards, effeminate, child molesters, rapists, adultery, fornication, thieves, strife, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, witches, and idolaters, all who bow down before statues, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I saw the woman, Satan's religious empire, drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. The Catholic Church has burned at the stake, tortured to death, persecuted and slaughtered millions of Bible-believing true Christians and Jews all over the earth, and has not changed. Antichrist religious wickedness. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it, and I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. I will send a fire on Magog, Russia, and among them that dwell carelessly, USA, and the Isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, USA, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nations? Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Repent, believe, obey God, be baptized, read the word of God, the old King James Bible. Begin at the New Testament, prepare to meet thy God.